5. Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Torrey. How surprising is it that Asdrubal's been able to come back as quickly as he has? I mean, that looked like a pretty bad injury when it happened.
Yeah, you know, when you see something like that happen and your athlete, one of your athletes goes down the way he did, you just hold your breath. And I just think it speaks volumes about what he's doing off, away from the field on his own time. What his focus has been in getting back to us has been relentless. The amount of therapy probably exceeds what any of us are aware of. The time spent getting therapy exceeds what any of us are aware of. And it just speaks volumes about who he is and what he believes in inside of our culture here. He wants to get back to help us win baseball games, and we need him. We need his leadership. We know that. But it's almost unbelievable considering the type of injury, the pain that he had to work through early, knowing that there was light at the end of the tunnel, and I think we're at that point right now. So I couldn't be more happy to have him back active with us right now.
Were you just growing out the goatee until he got back?
Yeah, I was doing that for him, actually. So that was my Asdrubal. I miss you, Asdrubal look. No, it was this time. I was having trouble sleeping. It was hitting the covers. And I'm not a big facial hair guy, but it was time to come off.
Hey, Picaro, go ahead.
Torrey, you were just saying, I think yesterday, that Asdrubal was running like 75-80%. How limited do you expect him to be? How careful are you going to have to be in using him? Is there going to be any positional limitations? You know, all that.
Yeah, there's definitely a strategy for us getting back on the field. We're still working through that. There's still some progression that he needs to work through. So, yeah, at 80%, I feel like he can go out there and play and function, but we're going to try to continue to get him to 100%. He's very close. We're talking about one aspect of his game, and that's running. We will use him in a particular way. I don't want to give away some of our strategy, but we'll use him in a particular way early, and then we'll continue to progress and just see how he feels day by day. You know, he's ready for this. I don't want anybody to think that we're still rehabbing him here. That wouldn't be the case. We would not have activated him. But he's ready for this, and he's going to help us win some baseball games, whether he starts a game or not. It's just great to have him around.
So is he going to be sort of going the same way that Cattell was early on, out of the box?
I think so. I think there's going to be some testing ground for him. I think he wants to develop a confidence in knowing that everything is sound, which he's been told that it is, and he's not going to do any more damage, which we're hopeful he won't. So I think he's got to get over some of those mental obstacles, which I know that he will, and he's going to work at his own pace. So yeah, possibly a little bit of what Cattell did, and I'll protect him when I can. That'll be my main focus and main mindset.
Zach Buchanan.
George, how do you think this will affect kind of the playing time mix around the infield? It feels like, I know the offense was a big question mark earlier, I guess last month, but it feels like more recently you guys haven't had trouble getting hits in a lot of parts of your lineup are producing.
Yeah. You know, I think through that month of May, when we started to get these, walk through all these injuries, I was full throttle in a lot of players. And, you know, I don't think that's very healthy, especially right now, given where we are in the season. And also the set of circumstances that we're dealing with these guys playing a full season and back of a 60-game schedule. So I was a little bit I was very hesitant to do it, but I felt like it was who we had and where we had to go. So now that we've got an assortment of players with a lot of versatility, we're going to get some guys off their feet, and I think that'll help us stay healthy today. And when it's time to go full throttle at the end of the season, we're hoping and we're anticipating that, you know, August and September will be important months for us, these guys will be at 100% ready to go. But I'll work into a rotation of some sort. You guys will start to figure that out.
Jody Jackson.
Yeah, Torrey, you might have addressed this after the game last night, but Umberto Castellanos, how will you use him?
Yeah, no, I didn't really get a chance to talk about him. He'll be used in a bullpen long relief role, and just to absorb some innings when a starter's gotten banged around or we need some length out of the bullpen. So one of those guys that fills the strike zone and he's going to keep us in ball games. That's my anticipation.
Steve with the Associated Press.
Wondering what the timetable is for Francoff and also for Bumgarner, or if there is one yet.
With Francoff, we're still evaluating him. That was something where he woke up this morning and felt that right forearm discomfort. And we evaluated him here, and then obviously with the decision that was made, we'll start to figure out, what exactly is happening there when we get some imaging and we can evaluate, or we can assess how long it'll take for him to get back on the field as soon as possible. Bum is in the same category. Bum is down and resting and getting away from that shoulder discomfort. We're gonna get him into the training room. So we have yet to develop a timetable for him as well. Still real early in both cases. Once we get one evaluated, we could probably stamp that out a little bit. And with Bum, we're going to be cautious and careful, but we got to just let him rest for the next couple of days.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, actually, it was regarding Madison. Did any new information come to light from when we had our talk, yesterday afternoon to when 2 hours later when he was put on the IL? It seemed like you thought that there was a pretty good chance that he would avoid the stint.
Yeah, I felt like I could have been misleading, so I apologize for that. I just, once again, remain optimistic, and I probably was leaning in one direction there as I was talking to you guys, which is on me. But we were still gathering information, and I just was feeling like, it's Bum who's a horse who's felt this before, he would come out the other end. So I apologize for doing that. I just think the more that we gathered information over those next couple of hours, and it's a little bit challenging because of the time change and sitting with you guys during that time of his evaluation, I was purely speculating, but I think he, was talking about the discomfort and something that he had been feeling, and just given the set of circumstances that we've all been dealing with the type of injuries that we've had, we felt like it would be time to just let him rest and continue to evaluate him and get that feedback from him. So that happened, was probably happening as we spoke yesterday, and then continue to go on for the next hour or so until that announcement was made.
Was there any ratcheted up level of concern then at that point? And how long is he going to be shut down before he can throw his next bullpen?
Yeah, I don't think not much changed. The narrative didn't change too much. And like I said, I know I probably was leading you down one side of that road, and all of a sudden we did an about face. So that was more on me. I can say that with certainty. So there was nothing that was read or seen that made it go, the red flag a red flag story. It was nothing like that. I don't know. I think it's going to be at least a couple more days before he starts to get back onto that throwing program. I did talk to you about the potential of a quick flip. I might need to back off of that. We need to let this thing calm down for a couple of days, and then we'll get a better view of that.
All right. Thanks, Torrey. No worries from my end.
Yeah, good. Thanks.
Back to you, Nick.
Torrey, what are you guys thinking for Sunday? It looked like the game notes still has you to TBA. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it still is. We'll probably need to make an announcement. I want to let these pitchers know as soon as we know, they'll know, so they can start to prepare. So we don't have that nailed down just yet, but we'll probably come up with that starter as soon as possible.
Do you have anything else for Torrey? If not, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Torrey.